This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you put on a pair of sunglasses today, or if you have an LCD television at home, or if you use any one of a zillion other consumer products that use polarization, you've got Edwin Land to thank. Land mastered the technology that helps reduce glare and that also helped get him to what would become his company's most famous invention, the Polaroid SX70 instant camera. But as often happens in corporate America, the lawyers got involved. A landmark patent infringement lawsuit against Kodak is the foundation of a book about Edwin Land. It's called A Triumph of Genius. Author Ron Feierstein helped represent Edwin Land in that lawsuit. Mr. Feierstein, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
You call Edwin Land, the subject of this book, the original Steve Jobs, which is quite a statement. What do you mean?
Well, there are tremendous parallels. They were both college dropouts. They both single-handedly developed tremendous technology companies that were the envy of their generations. They introduced products that the public didn't even know they wanted, and that was really Land's first philosophy, but Jobs adapted it. Jobs idolized Land. He respected him and thought that he was the kind of person that America should look up to.
The root of this book, right, and the root of Edwin Land's story, really, in terms of how we know it today, is the lawsuit against Kodak for patent infringement. But Kodak was Polaroid's first big customer for this polarizer thing that he invented, right?
They were. And the relationship between Kodak and Land and Polaroid, Land's company, over the next six decades really almost had an operatic arc to it. They went from protege mentor to a period in the 60s, 50s, 60s, where Polaroid was Kodak's second largest corporate customer. They manufactured every negative in Polaroid film from the 40s all the way into the 60s. But when Land's last great technology, the instant photograph known as SX70 that developed it in your hand, came out, Kodak saw that as the first potential threat to their dominance of consumer photography.
Polaroid, we should say, wins this patent lawsuit. The Kodak is found to have infringed.
Correct. Kodak had to pay almost $1 billion in damages, $925 million to be exact, which until a few weeks ago held the record for the most damages ever. And more importantly, Kodak had to take their cameras and film out of the stores. Even though 13 million Americans had Kodak cameras, they could no longer buy film, and those cameras immediately became obsolete.
You know, it's funny because these two companies, Kodak and Polaroid, were giants of American photography. And now, I mean, Polaroid's gone through bankruptcy a couple of times. It's enjoying something of a resurgence. But Kodak is a shell of its former self. What happened?
I think they both held on to the technologies that made them great, and they held on too long. And it's partly understandable. I mean, in Polaroid's case, instant photography was the only technology it was involved in, and it became obsolete. Kodak was a little more complicated because Kodak was more of a vertical company in the sense that they had companies that created the cameras and the film, but the components of the film, they made the chemicals, they made the paper, they made the plastic. They had the entire conventional photography field covered, and they held on to it, and they held on to it. And the irony is that some of the earliest work in digital photography was done in the Kodak labs. But because they were so invested in what technologists call silver halide technology, which is just a way of referencing conventional film as we know it, they had no interest in pursuing it, and they went down with the ship.
Ron Feierstein's book about Edwin Land and the patent war that Polaroid had with Kodak is called A Triumph of Genius. Ron, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Edwin Land, as it happens, also served six presidents in complete secrecy from World War II through the Cold War. We've got more details about that and an excerpt of the book as well. It's at marketplace.org.